Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This 5-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. Today, Climate and Community meets with Bill Weber and Karina Napier of Portland Climate Action Team, also known as PCAT, to learn more about their approach to climate advocacy in Maine's biggest city.
I'm a retired environmental engineer. I worked professionally in the area of pollution control and hazardous waste management. Towards the end of my career, I started becoming more involved in renewable energy and energy conservation projects. And in 2011, I worked with the city of Portland doing energy audits for all of the buildings, which that evolved into a fairly large energy savings performance contract, where we were able to cut the city's carbon footprint by about a third. After I retired, I tinkered around in a number of other things, but then got a call saying, hey, how would you like to get involved in this organization called Portland Climate Action Team, which grew out of the Sierra Club Maine chapter about 11 or 12 years ago.
I'm Karina Napier, and I live in Portland. I've been really passionate about climate change and renewable energy sources for a really long time. And I got involved with Portland Climate Action Team after our last presidential election. And I had a daughter who's now 3.5. And I was like, you've got to do this. Just get involved with something. And getting involved locally meant that I would be able to be more involved directly with my community. It gives me just a little more agency, whereas on a federal level or even state, everything feels a little inaccessible to me. So knowing that I could get involved with a very hyper-local organization was really important to me. Essentially, I picked a lane and stuck with it so far. It's been about a year and a half.
I asked Bill and Karina to describe how the Portland Climate Action Team serves as a community-centered advocacy group that works closely with city staff and government.
Because Portland is probably the most complicated city in the state, we take on a lot of different projects. The city has a climate action plan that we basically try to support as much as possible. The analogy that I use is a three-legged stool. On one leg, you have city government, the city council. Another leg, you have the city staff, which is the sustainability department, as well as all the other departments. And then the third leg is the public access. And we like to think that we're holding up our end of that leg in order to move the ball forward. Our motto is think global, but act local.
PCAT seeks to recruit passionate members of the community who are willing to move climate action forward in a volunteer capacity.
Don't wait for them to come to you. We recruited Karina from Citizens Climate Lobby.
Bill showed up and he was talking about the cruise ship initiatives here in Portland. And that's always been an issue for me, is seeing all of that pollution go into our sky. And so when I heard Bill speak, that really pulled me in, because I knew that that's more what I was looking for. And we're actually hosting a couple events in April where we want to attract more individuals. I've picked up people at a coffee shop because I found out they're getting their master's in environmental sciences. And I'm like, come to a meeting. We need your expertise. So I feel like it's just an active, ongoing engagement with all hands on deck.
In cities like Portland, there are plenty of organizations to get involved with that already have well-established groups like PCAT. I asked Karina and Bill what their advice would be to people who live in smaller communities that might not have climate action groups.
If you don't have anything happening immediately, but you just have a fire underneath you to do something, I'd imagine that somebody in your city is responsible for the sustainability efforts, whether that's composting, trash pickup, keeping the roads clean, whatever it might be. And either you have to be the one to start creating the meetings where people are talking about that and convening, or you find any of the meetings that are already happening and you just have to show up, which is so hard. It's like the hardest part is showing up and then committing to it and informing yourself along the way.
Even when opportunities for involvement are abundant, it can still be challenging to find extra time in the day to volunteer. As a working parent, I was curious to hear Karina's advice to others who care about climate issues, but whose time is limited.
I love having somewhere to exert my interests, and it's not that I like to be busy by any means. It's about just making choices. There's a lot of weighing, to be sure, of your needs and your time. and how to make that all work. But I'm a true believer that if you want to do it, you will.
To learn more about PCAT and other environmental initiatives in Portland, Bill and Karina shared an upcoming opportunity to meet them and others who are involved in this important work.
I want to put a plug into Portland's Earth Day event, April 18th. There'll be a lot of people there. We usually have a great game of climate Jeopardy. So if you'll show up, you can take on some of our champions and see if you can beat them. But come April 18th to Deering Oaks Park, 11 a.m., and hopefully get a lot more information as to what we're involved in and a lot of other environmental organizations as well.
Next week on Climate and Community, tune in to learn more about PCAT's recent successes and current projects. To connect with members directly, you can email them at portlandclimateaction@gmail.com.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.